And welcome, everyone, to another...
I don't have a word prepared this week.
Welcome to another I don't have a word prepared this week edition of the Hour Bomb.
Really?
You have a whole... That is like your main job.
What do you want? I've been busy playing World of Warcraft.
No, you mean you've been busy sitting in the queue to play World of Warcraft.
Well, a little bit of that, yeah. I'm still playing right now, actually.
I hate you, you son of a bitch.
Damn it, I wish I could be online.
Quit fucking playing. Anyway.
I don't want to get logged off the server. I want to try to play again after the show for a little bit.
I am your host, the first ever graduate of the Dave Meltzer School of Reporting. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, I may or may not have been the valedictorian for that. Go figure.
Wow.
I know.
Such a title.
I know. Thank you. Yes. Joined by my partners in crime.
The big bad booty daddy.
Big Adrian Masters here.
Epic fail for the long game.
Wow.
He is really into WoW right now.
They've got a bit of a delay going on here.
Oh, and the Jizzmopper.
Sweet Heath, Jason Heath. Yes, thank you. Thank you. I love you. Yes. Especially you.
It's kind of, it's
not you. Yeah, that's
it's
right.
Kind of like the Eric Bischoff thing. Thank you. I love you. Thank you. Except you can bite me. And we are joined by a special guest.
He's a man.
That's right. The real man of the Saturday nights, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
The one and only Greg Snuffleupagus.
El amore. How good is it to talk to you guys? I don't know. We're going to find out here in a few minutes.
Yes, we will.
We don't know how good it is to talk to us yet. We'll see.
Hey.
Yeah, hold on. Let's hold that opinion for after the show. Because, I mean, it's like going to McDonald's. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Joining us live from the toilet, Greg. Greg, poop a lot of kiss. Anyway, it's kind of like going to McDonald's. You go to McDonald's and you're like, oh, man, this is going to be a good idea. And then when you leave and you're like, oh, God, that was a terrible idea.
Yeah, you always see the commercial before they eat it, not afterwards.
Oh, God. I actually went to Taco Bell for breakfast this morning.
Ooh, toxic hell.
First off, let me tell you, it is so fucking delicious. However... I've been paying for it all day.
Oh, really?
Not only do you get diarrhea at night, you can also get it first thing in the morning.
Wow.
It is on no clock.
Especially with their delicious fucking bread. God, they got these Crunchwrap things, and it's like they're Crunchwraps for like lunch, but it's like breakfast. So it's got like a hash brown and then cheese, and then this one had sausage gravy mixed up, and oh my God, it's delicious.
Those sound pretty good.
But none come with a side of Tums.
I've been paying for it all day. And then the assholes at work, oh, let's order Domino's. Oh, because that's oh so good.
Ugh.
And then my wife made these delicious burgers.
Oh, yes.
For dinner.
Yes, she did.
They're burgers, and the hole is cut out of the middle. And in the middle of the burger, she put a fried egg.
What?
Yes, it was good.
Whoa.
She made a royal burger, basically.
Yes.
Oh.
So it's kind of like a meat donut with an egg cooked in the middle of it.
Okay.
It was phenomenal.
Oh, God.
Fucking phenomenal.
Yes.
Anyway.
Burger bird's nest.
Who we got in the chat room?
No one.
Hey, we got a couple people
we do.
Here. In the Mixer chat, looks like we have Richard Bergdorf.
Birdog. Why don't you write a fucking article?
Ball cup to you. And it looks like we have B-Megs in the chat room as well. Ball cup to you, too.
He says that he took a shit two times today, kind of like this show.
Great.
Damn it, Greg. How do you associate with these scum?
And apparently we got a sponsor for this week.
Yes, for this week's... our sponsor this week is Jizz Juice. When you're bitten by the bird dog, only Jizz Juice will make the pain go away.
Yes.
Who came up with that one?
That was actually Bird Dog.
Okay.
So, anyway, how the hell you guys been?
Not too bad. I mean, could be better. Could be worse.
Could be a lot worse. You could be working at your old job still.
Yeah, no. God, I am hearing about the hell that Jennifer's going through right now.
But, I mean, you know, she doesn't have to work with Albert, so, I mean, there's that.
She liked working with me.
She liked working with us.
No, she didn't like you.
I call bullshit on that one.
Whatever.
I heard she liked Jason Heath more than you, actually.
Whatever, I don't
that
care.
Would not surprise me.
Yeah, that's because I would always try to funnel her tits.
Well, that's
while at work.
Yeah, while at work.
On the floor.
Exactly. She has titties the size of... how big would you say those fuckers
Montana?
Are? Yeah, that'll work, yeah. And she wore
which are nice.
A lot of low-cut shirts.
Oh.
And I'd always... And I was glad when I quit, because I'm like, there, thank God, now I don't have to worry about being fired for sexual harassment anymore.
Yeah.
Of course, I always fuck with her titties when anytime we see her anyway, because, you know... Anyway. How
we digress.
Yeah, how you been, Greg? Yeah.
Doing great, guys. Doing great.
Good. Long time no talk.
Yeah, it has been too long, so I'm looking forward to tonight and the action and everything we have planned for this evening.
Someone's got high hopes for tonight. Good job on that. Pretty much. That's kind of what I'm thinking. Let's see. Boobs are overrated. I do not think so.
Yeah, they are definitely not overrated.
Who's that in the chat?
Let's see. Respect Matt.
Oh, that's Adrian and Greg in the other chat. Okay. Just checking.
Okay. It's a ball cup to you guys. Since you're there in the chat.
Thanks, buddy.
Whoa.
I appreciate it.
So next week when Adrian's actually here, you can go over there and cup his balls, or are you gonna you're gonna lick his balls, aren't you?
No.
Blah, 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 blah.
I'm gonna teabag Heath. No. Live on air.
Right.
He would enjoy that. He really
would. I
would
not.
Turn on the video cam.
God.
Close your mouth.
I don't want to see that. I really don't.
Yes, you do.
Okay, I kind of do.
Just
really.
Once you do.
It's not even going to be. It's going to be an unclothed.
Lick the tank
says. Lick the taint.
He moves the panties to the left.
The gooch. Anyway,
and full teabag.
Adrian, are you still with us? I think we lost Adrian. If
he's dreaming of teabag.
If he would quit playing WoW.
If he would quit fucking playing WoW, then he would be able to handle fucking Skype.
Exactly. And Skype doesn't take much.
What in the...
Yeah, stop playing.
What the shit is that?
I would just think that's him playing. Oh.
You're an idiot.
Hold on. This is Adrian playing.
Uh-oh, hold on.
Yeah.
I gotta wet the whistle for this one.
Oh.
Oh. Ah! That's Adrian playing.
Oh, come on!
Why do you have such a puke bag co-host? I'm not really sure who that's directed to. I will assume it's me, because I don't think El Duque is a puke bag. I'm not really... See, Adrian's kind of like a growth on your ball sack. You eventually get used to it, and then it's just kind of there.
That, you just accept it.
That and, like, being best friends for, like, 12, 14, 20 years, something like that helps, too.
Yeah. I was going to say, you've known him since high school?
Yeah, from my freshman year in high school, actually. Well, B-Max, Adrian's not here, so he can't answer that. So I'm just going to assume it was you asking me how I put up with Adrian. So that's why. Right. Where the fuck is he? I'm actually trying to wait and see if he reconnects here. I hope no, he's completely gone off of the call here.
Great.
Yeah.
Way to go, Adrian.
Nope.
You just had to play WoW. You just had to.
Hello?
Are you done fucking playing WoW?
No, I couldn't hear anything, and I tried to tell you guys, but...
That's because
because WoW's taking up too much of the bandwidth.
Yeah.
That's not what's going on here.
And now we're hearing ourselves through your speakers.
Yes. That's because I went into the Mixler chat and it wasn't muted.
Okay. Yes, I agree, B-Megs. He's dorking it up.
Anyway, so here's how this show works. I've got a whole list of shit I got to get through. These three assholes, as usual, are going to try to get me off topic to where I can't complete my list. I have 60 minutes. That's 1 hour. For those of you keeping track, who the hell is that? We have an Esteban Lopez in our chat room.
Esteban Lopez? I don't recognize that name.
I don't.
Whoever he is.
Arrivederci? Testicle Cup?
No, he had an infomercial. Esteban, the guitar. Wasn't that him? Esteban.
Well, learn how to play the guitar. A very welcoming hour bomb bulk up to you.
Yes.
Esteban.
So anyway.
Welcome to the show.
If you guys have noticed, I've been kind of behind on getting shows up.
Yes,
I apologize for that. Work has been hell.
Yes, it has.
So
it takes like 10 minutes post a show, but I mean.
It takes longer than that, asshole, because you have no fucking clue how to do it.
Yes, but you could be lying to me about that now, so I'm going to assume 10 minutes.
It takes a while.
You have to go in and edit the show. And
which you told me multiple times you don't actually edit anything.
No, actually I edit parts of the show just to make it sound better. And then I have to come up with a recap. And then I actually have to be able to find time to sit down and do everything.
Doesn't Paul Jordan write our recaps?
No, I have to write them the first time when I put them up on Podbean.
Oh.
And then let's not forget iTunes and wherever else that goes to.
BMX has just played your gamey, Adrian. So, I guess we should probably start the show.
Probably should.
For returning listeners, hey, welcome back. Except for you, B-Megs. You can bite me. Everyone else? No, I take that back. My apologies. Wrong person. Except for you, Richard. You can bite me. B-Megs, I'm glad you're here. Heath, you got anything else?
No, I sure don't.
Adrian or Greg, you got anything else? The fuck was that for? Hello? Uh-oh.
I don't know what that was.
That was Greg. Did we lose Greg now?
Oh, God. I hope not.
God damn it. Oh, well, he'll come back on.
Yes.
Adrian, you got anything else?
Nope. I'm good.
All right. Let's start the timer. And a... Another Monday Night Raw. Now get the cards, the charts from my generation. I'll take them. Come on, let's go. Let's get it out. Don't get the lies, the money. We're in this together and do it all. They say nothing's forever, and they refuse to see the change in me. Greg, you still with us?
Yeah, I'm here, guys. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. I lost you after you played the Together song.
Well,
it is acting funny.
You see, so it's not my computer. It's the whole fucking thing. So fuck you.
Oh, no. I blame it solely 100% on you.
Well, I blame you for our shitty quality of shows, and I'm not talking about the audio.
I don't see you coming up with ideas.
I come up with all our ideas.
The hell? Okay, what's on the show this week, Adrian?
Well, we're going to do our usual bits. We're going to review the card for Survivor Series, all three matches that are confirmed. Oh. And then we're going to wrap it up and call it a day.
In other words, he's reading what I put down in Facebook on our PW Pop.
Good job. All right. After I pretty much kind of told you what to put at the same time.
But, I mean, that's what we're doing, so...
Well, that's beside the point. Anyway, and B-Meg says it's your fault. What were the big things from Raw? Oh, yeah, it was taped. Because I so glad love to watch Monday Night Raw after I know it's happened 6 hours ahead of time.
Yes.
I don't know about you guys, but I fucking hate it when they're across the pond.
Yeah.
What's the dislike about it?
Dude, Greg, we can barely hear you.
Okay, I'm working on it.
Okay, all right. So, Adrian. I mean, does it take away from Raw for you when it's across the pond?
Depends sometimes. I don't know. It sometimes it does. This show, Raw's been kind of lackluster recently still anyway, so, man. It didn't feel any different than the other Raws we've been seeing recently, but I mean...
But the crowd seemed better.
The crowd was more into the show, so I appreciate that aspect of the show, but I mean... Otherwise, I mean, I don't really see a difference.
I don't know. I already know what's going to happen. I try not to watch for spoilers, but I find them out. And then it just makes me not want to give a shit about Raw that night.
Yeah.
It makes a difference if you find something out that's going to happen and you think, oh, wow, I really want to see that. But when nothing important happens, it's just kind of like, well, eh.
Yeah, it was a nothing episode.
It was. So, I'm not going to lie, because I already knew what happened, I missed like the first hour of Raw. So, not really sure exactly what happened. We're going to...
Oh, I can recap this for you real quick.
Zack Ryder's out for 6 months.
Zack Ryder's out for 6 months. Jack Swagger joined Team Cena, but got his head stomped in, so he's off Team Cena. And Ryback joined Team Authority after he gave Cena a big-time spine buster. That was the first hour of Raw.
All right, that's good.
Excellent.
Was the Rollins-Swagger match any good?
It was not bad. I mean, it was, you know, what you come to expect out of these two guys.
I gotcha. Let's see. I do want to point out I like the New Day promos going on right now. I caught the one with Kofi. I thought it was entertaining. Black Illusion is upon us, I guess.
Apparently.
Looks like it's going to be coming.
It's going to be a dark day coming.
Hey-o. Let's see here. We had a... I'm spitting food everywhere here. Hold on. We got a U.S. title defense.
Oh, really?
New,
What? I can't.
Whoa.
Hello? What happened to you?
I don't know. I got a bunch of static on our end.
I think it's coming from Greg.
It is coming from Greg's side.
Whatever. What are you doing over there?
And now I don't hear him at all.
I don't either.
Uh-oh.
Oh, God. We lost Greg. Shit, we lost the anchor of the show.
Damn it.
No. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay. So I don't know what's going on over here, so sorry about that, guys.
We're getting a lot of feedback from you still.
That's very odd.
Yeah, you're like uber staticky, man.
Yeah, B-Megs is saying, hey, the water's coming in. Escape.
Here, hold on. Let me call you back in a second. Maybe if I just end the call and then add him back in.
Okay.
Yeah. Hopefully that'll work.
We'll see.
But anyway.
Anywho, we digress.
And okay. Of course, there are lots of plugs already for the network, as always. It's like, oh, hey, anyway. Free month of November.
You think they were feeding that into the New England crowd?
I would hope not.
I don't think so, because minutes before it was supposed to launch over in the UK. No, that was last week. That wasn't this week. Or was it this week?
Yeah, it was this past week.
Okay. Yeah, minutes before it launched, they pulled the plug. I'm like, oh,
or it was actually 2 weeks ago. I'm sorry. I know.
Okay. All right. Just checking. Let's see. We had a U.S. title match by two great Americans there. Sheamus against Rusev. And Rusev wins. Via countout.
Due to interference from the Authority,
yeah,
prompting Rusev to end up being on Team Authority, and Sheamus to give his services to Team Cena.
Doesn't surprise me on those two. Let's see here. Oh, Matador's against the Miz and Miz Dow, and they had. I guess they didn't have a name for him, did they? They had Hornswoggle with them,
no.
Which was kind of fucking funny, actually. I'm glad that Sandow it's not just something weird going on here in the States. Everyone's behind him because they were like stupid crazy for him. Over
yes, they were.
Well, I don't even know where the fuck part of UK they were in.
Manchester, I believe.
Yeah, Liverpool, England. According to Lords of Pain, Liverpool, England.
They were in Liverpool? Okay.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, we'll go with B-Megs there. Little Miz.
Okay.
Little Miz.
They were fucking hilarious. The entrance was great. It was spot on with him even. I kind of like what they're going with this, but it's not going to last forever. Do you guys think that when this breaks down that Sandow's going to go back to where he was, or do you think this is kind of put him out there again?
I'm not 100% sure yet. I don't know. I mean, we thought Cesaro was going to break out after his WrestleMania win with the Battle Royal, but so I don't know.
I think it's going to put him out there again. I mean, the crowd is really getting behind him. I mean, yeah, granted, it's because of what he's doing, but I think the crowds are ready for him to be back actually truly wrestling, but as his own. That's my thoughts.
I'm not really sure where I stand on this. I'll be honest. I don't. I would like to see him do well. Do I think he's going to? We'll see. I mean, B-Max says he doesn't like where Miz is going. Why? Why is that?
Well, I don't like where Miz is going either. It's kind of...
Okay, elaborate, Adrian.
I mean, I just don't think he's really been very... He hasn't been particularly entertaining, for one. I mean, Sandow is carrying this thing for him.
You're right, and I think that's the point.
Yeah, because I think eventually we're probably going to see within a storyline, quote-unquote, that Miz is going to be like, you know, you're not the moneymaker. I am.
Possibly. But I think this is, you know... I do agree with B-Megs. He's good, but he gets shit angles. He kind of does. I wish they would just let him go back to what he was several years ago, but that's just me. Let's see what else we got here. Ziggler and Mark Henry had a match and winner by disqualification and Dolph Ziggler. Brie Bella against AJ Lee. Whatever it is, what it is.
Oh, Big Show made the save for Ziggler and joined Team Cena.
Oh, that's right. Forgot about that.
Which that makes the fourth member of Team
Cena. Four out of five. Let's see what else we got here. Tyson Kidd wins a match on Raw. Beat Adam Rose because the bunny distracted him again.
That stupid bunny.
However, before then, Eric Rowan comes out, walks through the rosebud, stares at the bunny, and then walks around the ring, and then he lifts up his mask and he's like, she's not here, and walks off.
He just walks off through the crowd.
That was kind of strange, not going to lie.
We've got a creeper.
Yes, we do.
Enter the sexual stalking storyline here.
Great.
I believe he's looking for...
Haven't we had this before?
I'm sure.
like at least a couple times.
Probably. Hopefully Rose becomes Leo Kruger. No, thank you. I'll stick with Adam Rose.
I don't think it really...
Okay, I'm good.
Yeah.
main event... So let me ask you this, guys. Ryback comes back as a face a couple weeks ago. Feed me more. Feed me more. Oh, wow. Ryback's back again. He's a face this time. Yay. Turns on Cena early to start Monday Night Raw. And then still comes out to the Feed Me More music.
Well, yeah. let's be clear. Because, I mean, what happened in the main event really changes things.
Yes, it does.
Well... Let's not forget the backstage segment before the main event where Kane was like, hey, we wanted to talk to you without him here. We don't trust him and blah, blah, blah. He's got an attitude. And then as they're talking about him, Ryback shows up.
Yes.
So, yeah. Anyway, we got a main event between those two. Your typical Ryback-Cena match. I mean, nothing spectacular. However... Kane comes in and hits Cena. Cena wins by disqualification, okay? Now, after this is where things get a little iffy. So Ryback stops Kane from stomping on Cena. They have words. Ryback and Kane get into a little shoving match. Kane takes off his jacket, rips open his shirt. Oh, I'm going to destroy you. Rollins comes in, tries to calm him down. Then Ryback takes out Rollins. And then Kane drops Ryback. The rest of the authority comes in and stomps away on Cena. Out comes Sheamus. Sheamus gets beat down because all of Team Authority is out there. So he gets beat down. Big Show comes out, and he gets beat down. Then Ryback comes in, cleans house, takes out Team Authority. Kane grabs him for a choke slam, and he powers out of it. Shell-shocked on Kane, and then Ryback's music hits, and he's standing tall. And he makes his way up the ramp, and yeah. Cena's like, what the fuck? And then, you know, I'm not really sure what's going on there. And then in the show, we see Team Authority in the back, and all of a sudden you see Dolph Ziggler get thrown in, and we see that Luke Harper's there, and he's like, I'm a team player.
Maybe not exactly like that, but yes.
Just like that. Huh?
And then there you go. So not really sure. I guess Ryback might be the fifth guy for Team Cena.
It's looking that way, and it looks like Luke Harper's going to be the fifth guy for Team Authority.
Yeah. Do you think this might be too big of a spot for Luke Harper?
No.
No.
Really?
I don't think so.
Okay. He can go.
Yeah, he's been in the matches, the most impressive member of the Wyatt family, really, wrestling-wise. It's in a 5-on-5 match. I think he's fine here.
Greg?
Yeah, I couldn't agree more with what Adrian said. I mean, really, he's the most experienced, has the longest tenure on the indies, has always been the stronger of the tag team. Truly, it's just a matter of time for him to excel. So, yeah, this could be his launching point.
See, I guess it's because I didn't really follow him at all in the indie scene. I didn't think he had that much behind him.
He does. He does. And he has a lot of respect. He has a lot of ability. And he has a lot of want. And he looks the part. I mean, they didn't really change anything from the indies to the WWE.
Really?
Yeah, so he looks the same. I mean, he looks like Brody Lee, pretty much. I mean, there's no difference if he's older. Same look, everything. That is his gimmick. Himself, you know.
Backwoods and inbred, huh?
Get her done.
All right. I didn't know. I mean, I didn't really know anything about Harper and Rowe until they showed up, so whatever. I don't know. To me, it just surprises me a little bit. But, I mean, you guys think he's doing well, so, I mean.
Yeah. I do. He continues to be, for a big man to move the way that he moves, we haven't seen that since Young Undertaker.
How tall is Luke Harper? See, I don't think he's that big. I mean, he's in there with Bray Wyatt, and Bray Wyatt's not that big. Like, Bray Wyatt's not tall.
Husky's kind of small. I'll get a height for you here in just a moment. All right. You want to move on?
All right. Yeah, I guess we'll move on.
6'5".
So he's not that big.
6'5 is fairly large, though. I mean, it's bigger than most WWE wrestlers today.
Yeah, I guess.
As a matter of fact,
what?
That he might be the tallest active competitor?
No, because you're forgetting about Big Show.
Oh, well, other than Big Show. But second tallest, then, maybe? Because.
Let's see here. Maybe? Because I forgot all about this. Hold on.
How do I... Fuck this guy. We're not playing this shit for him. I'm glad that fucker's gone.
What? We do have some upsetting news to announce.
What upsetting news?
What, Adrian?
Upsetting my left testicle.
It was confirmed this week after speculation, after his profile was moved from the roster to the alumni section, that the WWE has decided to part ways with the great and mighty and future Hall of Famer, Khali.
Really?
Okay.
Hey, if you think Ken Shamrock deserves the Hall of Fame, Khali deserves the Hall of Fame then by your standards.
Well, you're not wrong.
Just saying. So we wish Khali the best in his future endeavors. But anyway.
Eric Rowan is taller than Harper.
All right.
Eric Rowan is 6'8". I think he's going to be our second tallest guy.
Probably, because he's going
to... Oh, Kane. I keep forgetting about Kane.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Corporate Kane's shorter, though.
Kali was what held Raw together. It was. Raw's just not going to be the same without chop.
No, I will say this. The best thing I remember about the great Kali was the Kali kiss cam whenever he went to live Raw.
Oh, God. Elaborate on that story, Adrian.
It was Kali showing the kiss cam on people and just like remembering incoherent words like. That's how
great Kali. I thought it was funny that when he was in the longest yard, that he had to go. I think it was something like 6 months worth of English classes to talk how he talked, and then they still had to use subtitles to clarify what he was saying.
Exactly.
I blame Adam Sandler because if Adam Sandler hadn't made that movie, Kali wouldn't have showed up. There you go, the Punjabi Playboy.
I guess we'll never see the return of Ranjan Singh. Oh, well.
I liked Ranjan. He was like a Middle Eastern version of Eric Bischoff.
I can see that.
Middle Eastern hype man.
Yeah, he was. He looked, right. he looked a lot like Bischoff.
So, right, Hall of Fame.
I got something ready to go for this.
Okay. When's Hall of Fame for Kali? 2000 what?
He should go in 2015 class.
I'm going to go 2017.
18.
He's hopefully not ever going to go, but by your standards, Adrian, he should be in there like now already. So, anyway, we're going to move on. First off, before I hit the button here, I want to do a What Doesn't Stink, because I don't watch SmackDown a lot. I really don't. I usually have better things to do on Friday night, like poop. And so didn't watch SmackDown, and I was watching Monday Night Raw, and they were, oh, thanks to all the veterans and blah, 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 while they're overseas in the United Kingdom. But they showed a thing from SmackDown, not this past Friday, but the Friday before, where they brought out a soldier who was walking for the first time using the RoboCop, okay? The RoboCop links. First off, is it bad? I actually had to ask, is this a legitimate thing, or is this an angle, and how bad is this angle going to be?
That's pretty bad.
It was bad. Leave it to Vince to figure something out, make this an angle. I was expecting, you know, Wade Barrett to come out, oh, if you think you're going to walk again, I'm afraid I've got some bad news. I was just waiting for it.
We would hope that wouldn't happen, not on the veteran.
You know what?
We wouldn't want it to happen.
I totally hope that would happen.
I would totally, yeah. That would be the biggest heelish move.
I've got
some bad news and then push him.
I'm pretty sure that Wade Barrett would get assaulted outside of the arena if he did that.
Yeah, but that was heat. Great heel heat.
Oh, it would have been major heel heat. But anyway, so, yes, I actually had to think, well, wait, is this a legitimate thing? And then you guys were all like, oh, yeah. I'm like, oh, that's really fucking cool. So hats off to you, Vince McMahon, for doing something decent and highlighting something really fucking cool like that. Thanks, Vince, for not being a complete cunt. All right, now we're going to move on.
All right. Go ahead, Adrian.
It's time for everyone's favorite segment, especially Adrian's What Stinks.
All right, so I love the segment on Raw where the authorities beating down John Cena, and instead of coming out as a group, Team Cena decides to come out one by one with their entrance music. What the fuck?
Yes,
yeah, I agree with you on that one.
Oh, hey, look at me, Sheamus, I'm going out there. Oh, hit my music. Big Show could have been like, yeah, I'm right behind you. No, hold on. Oh, it's going to take you a little bit to get my music pulled up. That's fine. I'll wait right here.
I mean, that was the most ridiculous thing I've seen in a while. I'm like, this is dumb. Why are they doing it this way?
To build up the suspense, I don't fucking know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Heath, what do you got?
You know, I'm... I hate the Bellas on this thing.
Really? I can think of two great things about having the Bellas on Raw.
Well, I mean... Of course, you know, besides Nikki Bella.
Oh, God, yes.
And looking at her great body, you know.
Oh, I just want to motorboat those fuckers.
I know. But beyond that, it's like, still, God, how much longer do we have of this freaking storyline?
About another 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Thank God.
And that's if it's still if it's actually going to end then.
Yeah,
that's
too long.
What I'm hoping for.
Yeah. B-Mags, what stinks? Sheamus jobbing now. I wouldn't say Sheamus is jobbing. They're just building Rusev for something bigger. Not really sure what yet. Speculation, but, you know. Wow.
What?
You can read it in the chat. Hey, Greg.
I just did.
Greg, I need you to read that for me. And I need you to read it like the American Dream.
All right, let me hop over there.
It's in the Mixer chat. Anyway, I've got nothing yet because I got to hear this. I'm probably going to lose my shit. Greg, you got a what stinks while you're doing this?
Oh, well, actually, yeah. A couple of you guys took it already. I mean, Abella is definitely tired of seeing those two. It's too much of them, not enough of other ladies that could be bringing it. Ryback, you know, that stinks a little bit. What are they doing with them? Did they change their mind with what they're doing with him? And is it that big of a deal that he's back? It's almost amazing how the fans just have forgotten how much they hated him, and they're just, feed me more. Feed me more of what? So there's a lot of stuff that stinks right now there.
Here's mine. And this has a little bit to do with poor planning. So I mentioned it before, about a half hour before the network's supposed to go live over in the United Kingdom, they decide, oh, wait, hey, sorry, just kidding, we're not ready, guys. They don't really give any explanation. So, apparently it was so bad that the crowd reaction that they actually had to edit out quite a bit of the crowd chanting from Raw on Monday, because they were pissed about the network. So what does Vince do Tuesday night? Instead of Vince coming out to the crowd and apologizing, hey guys, I'm really sorry. We want to give you the best possible experience we have. We feel we're not ready yet. You know, just give us a little bit more time. I'm sure you guys will love it when it comes out. He comes out and insults the crowd. I understand they want heat, but Vince could have at least addressed the big white fucking elephant in the room. It's like when Heath is standing there and he's got his pants around his ankles for whatever reason in my living room. I don't know why he does that. I address the big white elephant. I go up to him and I go right on his ass. And I'm like, hey, pull your pants up. And he does. You know? Just saying.
And nobody's believing you.
Everyone.
When
totally
did that saying. Happen? It was that was on a, that was on SmackDown. Was that the beginning of SmackDown?
Yeah, I don't think that made the show. I think that was just a you know,
because it was odd that in the beginning of SmackDown, I just watched it, how they when it first came on, the crowd was loud, and all of a sudden there was an odd stop, and the crowd was not loud at all. And during Stephen Triple H's promo, and I wonder if, because it seemed like an odd edit, and I wonder if had it happened at that point, like they just stopped, Vince came out and was like, y'all need to shut the fuck up, and because the crowd was just silent in the middle of that first promo.
I don't know. I told you I don't watch SmackDown, so I'm not really 100% sure. I read that it happened very early on in the show, though. I don't know if they like stopped that segment. I don't know how bad it got. But remember, he came out and did his thing, so he could have come out in the middle of that promo, cut his thing, and then they had to edit out the crowd because they were pissed.
Oh, the crowd was totally pissed, and it's sad that essentially his admonishment of the crowd was his own defense that he knows they need to do better.
Yeah. So, do you see what it is I need you to read in your Dusty Rhodes voice?
Now, what is it? What Ben had posted?
Oh, yeah.
Which,
in reference to Brie Bella.
Oh, really? Okay. Daddy, if you will, right after what stinks, Sheamus jobbing now. You want me to say that?
No, the one right above that one.
Okay. Hey, honey, I love you. I don't mean what I'm saying here. This America dream, dusty roads, if you will, and I bet Breeze pussy is tasty, daddy. like an Ultimate Warrior self cup.
Oh my god.
Wow. We needed that today.
We did. You would think. You know, so it snowed here in Missouri, and not a whole lot. A couple inches on the grass and stuff. Not really anything on the road. You would have thought it was a fucking blizzard in town because our store is like a fucking ghost town today. There was like no one coming in, but yet there were five of us.
Yes.
That's an oxide way.
I don't think we made enough money to pay everyone's salary today. I think we lost money by being open today.
Yeah, we did.
So, good job. Anyway, moving on.
Suck up.
That was oddly out of place.
What?
That segue there.
I'm just saying. What was that? Just saying. It was. You know.
No, you were just saying.
I gotta vent sometimes, you know.
Okay. Yeah. Can you dig it, sucker?
All right, Greg. I'll let you go first. With your can you dig it?
Alrighty, if you will. I tell you what I can dig, daddy. Actually, I can dig the WWE channel rivalries right now. Oh my god, the Dusty Rhodes Ric Flair rivalries is amazing. The ECW Unleashed was really good. I've got to say, I'm digging the network right now more than actually what WWE's putting out right now on Raw and SmackDown.
All right, we're going to give you a pass because you're not normally on the show. I like where you're going with that. That's not really how the segment works.
You always break my balls about what I can dig.
I'm just saying it's a take it or leave it thing. But I haven't watched the rivalries yet. Like, is it, are they rehashing some of the old like DVDs they put together on this, or is it like a new thing?
It's actually genuine new footage, things I've never seen before in regards to the rivalry of Dusty and Ric Flair from going back to the 70s, how it built up individual on their careers and how they just met up and just had an excellent feud. Great new footage, a lot of good stuff. So for me, that's what I'm digging. In particular, if there's anything I was to dig on Raw or SmackDown, it would actually have been what you didn't watch. SmackDown had a great triple threat match. Cesaro versus Dolph Ziggler versus with a hard kid. I'm sorry, I'm brain farting right now. Great triple threat match for the Intercontinental title. So I'm digging at least some wrestling on SmackDown.
All right. Let's see. Can you dig it? Sheamus will turn heel after Survivor Series. I cannot dig that.
All right. So that's what the segment's supposed to be, Greg. It's when you ask a question and ask us if we can dig what you're saying.
Oh, son of a bitch. Sorry.
Anyway, so yeah, that was from Big Bang. Sheamus will turn heel after Survivor Series. I don't think he will. I think they've got a golden horse with Sheamus. I think he's going to stay pretty well the way he is now. Now, I think it would be wonderful if he fucked Team Cena over at Survivor Series, but I don't think it's going to happen.
And that, do we really want the Authority to keep going?
Oh, God, no. It's played out.
Yeah, this Team Authority needs to go bye-bye.
It's about
quickly.
As old and crusty as the sock that's under Heath's bed.
Ew.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure. Actually, I think his sock might be older.
It could be. I'm not 100% sure on that one. Heath, can you verify?
Oh, goodness.
Okay, moving on. Adrian, what do you got?
All right. Yeah,
he better be moving on because he's getting death stares from me.
Can you dig this? Rusev remains undefeated in a singles match until WrestleMania.
I don't know. I want to say yes, but that takes a lot of advanced planning, and I don't think WWE Creative can think that far out. So
it's creative.
I'm going to say no. Greg, what do you think?
I'm going to have to say no, because you're right. They can't think that far ahead, and even if they try, they have too many people to say no to it.
Let me use this.
Their heads are too much up Triple H's ass.
No, it's not even that at all. let me refresh you guys' memory on this. Remember, was it last year or the year before? There was a Christmas movie that came out starring The Miz. It was called Christmas Bounty.
I remember this.
Do you remember Miz was a phase? Oh, let's turn Miz heel. Now we got heel Miz. Oh, shit, his movie's coming out in 2 weeks. Fuck, we got to turn him back.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was extremely poor planning.
Just saying.
That was embarrassing. That was embarrassing. How many people couldn't see that and go, oh, shit, what the hell are we doing?
Yeah, we probably shouldn't turn him heel. I mean, did they forget to look at a calendar? Like, Christmas Bounty. Let's hold off on this. Let's give it 3 or 4 weeks, okay? No, let's do it now. Ah, fuck, his movie's coming out. God damn it. Switch him back. I mean, that was kind of ridiculous, so.
Yes, it definitely was.
Let's see here. Heath, you got anything?
Fortunately, I don't this week.
All right. So, I've got to get my cheat sheet pulled up because I have to take notes sometimes.
Uh-oh.
If I don't think about it, if I don't write it down, I will forget it.
That is true.
Yeah. So,
happens to the best of us.
Can you dig it?
Sucker.
TNA is going to completely shut its doors by the time WrestleMania rolls around. Because, as broken here first on the Hour Bomb several months ago, their deal with Spike is gone, and it still doesn't look like they can get anything else. So, I'm thinking, Greg, hit your toilet music.
Yeah. Being that is going to probably happen. Let me... sorry.
Oh, fuck, that was my other What Stinks. Grumpy Cat's going to be the host on Monday Night Raw. Really, guys? Really? You can't come up with anything better? You got to do fucking Grumpy Cat? Really?
That just sounds like a really dumb idea. I don't know who said, you know what? That's a great idea.
Oh, let's bring in a fucking cat.
Let's have a cat.
Exactly.
So, we had to wait
That was a big dump.
We had to wait for the turd to go all the way down.
Okay.
Anyway, so that sounds... courtesy flood. So that is what I think of both. That's really what I think of about Grumpy Cat.
Yeah.
And TNA. Ooh, someone just saw Heath naked. Anyway, so we're going to move on. Well, okay, hold on. BMAC says they got another deal. Where'd they get a deal from? Because I didn't see anything. Greg, have you seen anything? Adrian?
The American Destination Channel is rumored as being interested in them, or Velocity is the newest rumor that one of those two channels might pick them up.
Really? I didn't know there was either one of those channels existed.
Yeah, Destination America, they do a lot of barbecue shows, and Velocity is a lot of car shows.
I was going to say, I've heard of Velocity, but the other one I had never heard of.
Only, and we'll see.
The only thing I know about Velocity was there was a WWE TV show or something called Velocity. That's the only thing I know. I didn't know there was a station out there.
Yeah.
Moving on.
Kudos for you for actually remembering Velocity as a TV show.
I saw there was something WWE that was Velocity. I couldn't remember if it was a show or if it was a pay-per-view or what it was.
It was a TV show.
That's right. Yeah. Okay. We're going to move on.
Daniel Bryan was on.
Ooh, Dixie said they're going to announce it next week. We'll see. Anyway. And Kyle's not here. So, why did we let him in on this one?
No!
I don't know.
I have no idea.
I mean, he wanted in on it, but he's never on the show to make his roster changes. I know. So, whatever. So, after this week, we've got some... not a whole lot of movement going on. Team Douchebag, 75 points. Team Adrian, 94 points. Pulled away a little bit from Douchebag. And yours truly is sitting pretty at 117 points. Adrian, you got to make any moves?
No.
No? You sticking with what you got?
Yep.
You don't have to beat me. You just got to beat Kyle.
Right.
All right. I'm not making any moves, so I'm good.
And, of course, Kyle's not here, so he's not making any moves.
So, go fuck yourself, Kyle. Moving on. The hell was that?
An interesting introduction?
I guess. I think I need that sound drop. It's time for America's favorite game show, Not Price is Right, Let's Make a Deal. Not Jeopardy, but Jizz Jams.
Jizz Jams. I'm busy playing World of Warcraft. Wait, what?
Wow. Here's how this game works. We're going to play Jason Heath. Three theme songs. If he can successfully guess two out of three, he wins himself a shit-free show.
Now, he picked these three songs earlier via me doing the whole Heath roulette.
Or so he thinks. Anyway, wait, what? I didn't say that. We feel free to play along in the chat because he cannot see the screen.
No. And do I have any chance this week?
You may get one. Ooh, there's a theme to this week that I didn't realize.
Wow, from the choosing of the three, there's actually a theme.
Oh, yeah, there's a theme.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Wow.
Interesting.
Couldn't do that again.
No, we couldn't.
You may get one.
Okay.
You got a good chance at this first one, depending on which one it is, because I didn't
listen to
it.
Don't worry, I can't see that far.
Okay. You ready for number one?
Let's go for it.
All right.
Shit, whose theme song is that? This is the one that I'm possibly going to get, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. And your time starts now.
Wow.
Except I'm getting a blank.
You do have lifelines.
Well, I know they wrestled in the 2000s.
Okay.
Shit, why can I not see the face on this person?
Never mind.
He guesses it. No.
No.
He can't. Can. Need a guess. Hey, guys.
You are an idiot.
That's right.
Wow.
What the fuck was that? All right, guys, on three. Let's successfully tell them who it was. Ready? One, two, three. The Dudley Boys.
Okay.
Good job.
Well, it's been a while since I have seen the Dudley Boys, too, mind
we
you.
We use that song on our show from time to time, even, you dumbass.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to move on. Song number two.
I blame Warren.
And that was totally the one.
The game.
Out of all the Dudley themes I have. That was the obvious one. I'm like, I really hope it's not. Oh, nope. Yeah, there it is. Moving on. Song number two.
Oh, wow.
I don't remember this one exactly.
Was this person also in WCW?
Is that your question?
Yes.
Yes. Time starts now.
I hope this doesn't bite me in the ass, and I could be wrong, but I could be right. Is it Raven?
Holy shit, he got that one.
I'm not surprised. I'm like, oh, this one's pretty easy if he thinks about it.
I actually kind of liked Raven. But that was me.
Good job.
Wow, I can't believe you got that one. That wasn't the one you were supposed to get.
I know. I actually have a chance. What the
You fuck need to send me that? Some of your sound effects. I need some new ones.
Yeah.
All right.
He scores.
Hey, dog.
Here comes number... Wow.
Okay.
He is just we a need human soundboard.
All right.
Anyway, we need to get to the third
Here
one.
Here comes number three. God, I really hope you don't get this one.
So theme this week is people from WCW. Or possibly ECW, for that matter.
And your time starts now. Totally not the right theme I thought it was, but still close enough.
God, I don't know why this one popped into my head.
Not the multi brother.
Do I say this one, though? Well, I might as well. Well, at least better give an answer anyway. Is it Taz?
Oh, my God.
God damn it.
Excellent.
Thank you. Thank you.
Excellent.
I now have myself another shit-free show next week.
Yay. You know what? Enjoy it, because from now until the end of the year, I'm handpicking every fucking song on the next list. Every week is a handpicked list from yours truly. Good luck.
Fuck you.
Well, they call him the natural. Yeah, they call him the natural.
So you could kind of say this, the theme this week was wrestlers that have been on
all three? It ended up being, no, Taz never wrestled for WCW.
Neither did the Dudleys.
No, that was a ECW theme.
ECW, oh, okay.
Yeah, this is the one I thought was it, and I think...
For even ECW week on the WWE Network this week.
It was, so that was a complete total...
Yeah. Coincidence.
Lux, yeah. Now, would you have gotten Taz with this one?
Well, the very beginning part, the beating and then the flatline, that's what was doing it for me.
Note to self, if we ever use that for Jizz Jams, we're going to take out the heartbeat.
There you go.
Bird Dog. Hey, what's up? All right, moving on. It's time for This Week in Wrestling History with your host, the Professor Adrian Masters.
Time to get schooled.
Right. Settle down, students. Settle down. All right, so birthdays this week. Ryback was born on November 10th, 1981.
Damn, I'm not the Ryback.
Best part of him dribbled down his mama's leg.
Matt Bloom, better known as Albert or Sweet Tea, was born in Peabody, Massachusetts.
Sweet.
Macho Man Randy Savage was born Randy Popsville in Columbus, Ohio, November 15th, 1952.
Hey, when was that, Sweet T born?
He was born November 14th, 1972.
God, I didn't realize he was that old.
Yep.
All right.
He's older than me.
Go ahead, sorry.
Let's see here. British pro wrestling legend Big Daddy Shirley Crabtree was born in Halifax, West Yorkshire, England, November 14th, 1930. Greg remembers watching him wrestle when he was a young one.
Oh, yeah. Oh, black and white.
November 15th, 1998. Survivor Series was held right here in St. Louis, Missouri. I watched The Rock defeat Mankind in a deadly game sprint for his first WWF championship.
Woo! I kept thinking that was like 99.
No, it was 98.
I don't know why I kept thinking it was 99. I know it was 98. I always think 99, though.
And I hate talking about this because it's one of the saddest things, but November 13th, 2005.
Hold on. I got it.
Okay.
Here in a second.
Okay.
Viva la raza! If you're not cheating, you're not trying. We lie,
we cheat, we steal. Go ahead, Adrian.
Eddie Guerrero, of course, passed away at age 38. He was found unconscious in his hotel room in Minneapolis, Minnesota by Chavo. Chavo attempted CPR, but Eddie was pronounced dead when the paramedics arrived at the scene. An autopsy revealed that Eddie died as a result of acute cardiac failure due to underlying cardiovascular disease. Guerrero's wife, Vicky, claimed that he had been unwell the past week preceding his death.
You know, and it really sucks, too, because, like, it was found to be a result of his drug use back in the day that he had completely given up and had been sober for quite a while. And he'd really turned himself around. And that's a shame. 9 years ago, man. Good God.
I gotta share this news story I have with you from our good friends over at KFAB News.
Oh, God.
Oh, boy.
On the 9th anniversary of his untimely passing, legendary professional wrestler Eddie Guerrero and his notorious trickster, God dang it, what the fuck are ads on their page for now?
You're mowing the lawn?
Are you playing with a vibrator on the table again?
No, fucking KFAB added ads to their page, and it's fucking stupid.
Great.
Uh-huh, big old vibrator on the table.
Got a sane ovation in heaven by tricking God into believing he had been clobbered with a chair behind God's back. God was temporarily distracted by godly duties. Guerrero slapped a steel chair with his palm to create a loud distinctive sound of flesh colliding with steel. Then a split second before God turned around to see what created noise, Guerrero tossed the chair to St. Peter and flopped on his back, believing he had been walloped in the head with a chair from the heavenly gatekeeper.
Oh, God.
God, attempting to piece together what happened, understandably assumed that St. Peter had whacked Guerrero upside the head, unaware that an unarmed Guerrero had cunningly framed St. Peter. Furious, God disqualified St. Peter from his daily gatekeeping duties, and Guerrero winked mischievously at the assembled angels, who unanimously burst into laughter and applause. It was merely the latest string of pranks which grows and entertained the departed souls of the righteous, making him the most popular man in heaven. Tomorrow, he and Owen Hart are planning to fill Rick Rude's robe with itching powder.
Oh. Oh, good Lord.
Man.
Did you have anything else?
No, that's it.
Okay. And that was This Week in Wrestling History with your host, the Professor Adrian Master.
Class dismissed. Fuckers.
Excuse me?
Fuckers.
Just checking, make sure I heard that okay. Right. We're going to move on. And I'm far too lazy to download the actual Survivor Series music, so for those of you that don't know, this was the original Survivor Series theme used from 1998 to 1989 to 93.
I did not know that.
Yes. You remember how they used to plug the pay-per-views? They wouldn't talk about it all through the show, but they'd have, like, Gene Okerlund in back, like, in, like, a production studio or something like that, and he'd be like, oh, in the Survivor Series, you've got the Nasty Boys against the Legion of Doom. And they'd show a picture of both of them there. And then in the main event, Hulk Hogan fights the Macho Man, Randy Savage, live on pay-per-view.
Yeah.
Yes. God, I miss that.
I miss those. Anyway.
Yeah, the Thunders were great.
Some of the old school stuff was awesome. I miss it. Who the fuck was... Oh, Heelbook put out a t-shirt that I like that I may buy. If you go to their website... Now, if you're deciding, you know, do I buy a shirt from Heelbook or do I buy a different t-shirt, I would highly recommend buying your very own Our Bomb t-shirt. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. For just the low price of $21, you can head to the pwpop.com, head to the store, and buy your own. If you $21 is a little too much, that's fine. You can buy Heath's Heartthrob Boxers for only $13.
Ooh.
Or now.
I've already 3 pair to give to the inmates at our local prison.
There you go. Actually, I believe we are the exclusive supplier for the prison in Bon Terre, Missouri.
I did not know that.
Yes, I did. And Heath will come there and he will autograph your boxers while he's wearing them on his ass. That comes with it. That's free. That's free of charge. We threw that at. We didn't tell you about it, but that's free of charge.
We're givers.
We are givers. You got a mop jizz somewhere. Might as well wipe it off your ass. Oh, that's wonderful. All right, so anyway. I need your sound effects, Greg. That's kind of cat calls you're going to get. Apparently, I had a mad rush for Christmas, so, yeah.
Yeah.
I think we're going to broadcast live from down there.
No.
Wow, that would be cool.
You can do that. I will be at home.
So, we are supposed to, at this point in time, according to the list, we're supposed to spend some time talking about Survivor Series. However, we only have three matches.
So well, far. That's good, because I don't think we have a whole lot of time left anyway.
We got about 8 minutes.
Okay, we can get through eight minutes.
So, we've got three matches figured out. According to my calculations, we've got Team Cena against Team Authority. We have got Nikki Bella fighting for the Divas title.
Yep.
And Ambrose and Bray?
That is correct.
Congratulations, we're going to fill 3 hours with three matches.
I'm imagining, and I'm just taking a stab at this here,
that we're going to get bombarded with matches tomorrow?
We're going to get a Divas Survivor Series match, probably. I would say you'll probably see some tag teams mix it up with some different stuff. I guess we're going to see El Matadors and...
I guess we're gonna have a
the Usos versus
the Dust Brothers.
The Dust Brothers and the Miz and Sandow.
We'll see.
I'm just stabbing at things here. Whatever.
All right, so I guess let's talk about the three matches that we got ready for us.
All right.
We'll talk about the one that we care less about, the Divas title match.
I think AJ retains due to Bree's going to somehow mess things up for her sister.
Yeah, I could believe that.
I don't know. If they want to keep going with the Bella storyline, here's what they do. They have Nikki Bella beat AJ because Bree is forced to help her. So Bree Bella is your Divas champion. And then...
You mean Nikki.
That's what I meant. And then the Big Boo Bella. And then they go into... The fuck is December? TLC?
Yes.
Okay, they go into TLC. Oh, hey, my 30 days is up. Fuck you, bitch. I want a title shot and blah, blah, blah. If they wanted to keep it going, they could do that. Would I put it past them? No, I think that could happen. Do I think it's going to happen? I really hope not. So I'll go AJ.
Okay.
Gregory?
Yeah, I'm going to go with AJ as well. I don't want to see the Bellas win it. Would I be surprised that the Bellas are going to take the belt? No. I could see that angle happening. You know, the sister gets forced in this, you know, holding the AJ's foot down, some crap like that. But hopefully AJ will take it.
Could you see the Bellas being the Divas champion again?
Yes.
Both Bellas being Divas champ again.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, let's all a ploy. Fuck all you guys. You know, something like that. And I'd be like, oh, yeah, I'm going to be first in that line. I'm going to be first in that. I get to fuck a Bella line. I would. Anyway. So I guess
they've been fucking us the whole time. What are you talking about?
God, I would give a testicle to just have a romp with Nikki. Oh my God, I would give up a testicle. I kid you not. If like someone came up to me and said, "I'm going to remove your left testicle," but you could sleep with Nikki Bella first, I'd be like, "Done, sold." And I would do that to Nikki Bella's asshole all night long. Moving on. The next match.
Whoa.
Moving on. Next match. I guess we'll talk about the Bray Wyatt and Dean Ambrose match.
Yeah.
I really hope this turns out to be the match of the night.
It will.
Let's see. We have to put the Authority in the main event match. Probably isn't going to be as good as they want us to believe it's going to be. So, yeah, this has out of the three matches that we have, I mean,
so
it's
far.
Got strong competition from the Divas match to be match of the night. Now, it's neck and neck between those two, so we'll see. I don't know.
Yeah, probably going to be the best match of the night, though. I mean, I'm just assuming, depending since we don't know what else is going to be on there, but...
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
You can see who's involved. You know they want it, and it's a great angle. It's really intriguing.
B-Mags wants to know where this angle is going. Where do you guys think this is going?
Bray Wyatt is Dean Ambrose's father.
Okay, probably not going to happen. Not really sure yet.
I honestly have no clue. I don't really care where it's going. I'm just enjoying getting there.
Exactly. Who benefits from this? I think they both do. Because it really lets Dean Ambrose be fucking crazy, and it puts Bray Wyatt back in there with someone on his level.
Exactly. Yeah.
Because, I mean, not necessarily skill-wise, but...
intensity-wise.
Yeah.
Because
having him laid out by Cena and then disappearing for a while, you're like, well, fuck, they just buried Bray Wyatt. But having him come back and go up against Dean Ambrose, who is, I mean, hotter than Satan's balls right now, I mean, that's... I mean, you can't,
I know.
I mean, it's gold.
Well,
right now.
Well said, man. That's profound.
I know, wasn't it?
Damn. I'm recording this, too. Good.
I'm recording it as well.
That's pretty mad.
Oh. Anyway, I'm with Adrian. I don't care where it's going. It's kind of like having sex with my wife. I don't care where the end result's going. I'm just enjoying the ride. Ole. Anyway. Was that a one-up?
Power-up mushroom.
Yeah.
Okay. Dude.
We're geeks.
Old school Super Mario player.
Yeah, we're geeks. So who wins this match, guys?
The fans.
Yeah, I was going to say the fans went out on this one.
I mean, really, this is a match where I almost don't even care if anyone does win it. I just know, we know they're going to bring it.
Exactly.
I would be really surprised if there's a clean winner in this match.
I was going to say, do you think we even get a winner in this one? I don't think so, because they set this one up. This one ends up being a clusterfuck or something like that, or there's some reason we don't get a clean finish, and then they have a gimmick match at TLC next month.
Yeah, I could
maybe
see
not
that
necessarily
happening.
A cage match, because I mean, fuck, a cell can't stop Bray Wyatt apparently from getting in the ring, but something, a gimmick match next month. I would love to see it.
I could see these two going at it in a tables match, maybe.
That would be good. I'd love to see that match.
Any kind of extreme match, and I could see handcuffs being applied to Ambrose again.
Yes. B-Max wants to know, does Bray have to win to make it worthwhile? Absolutely not. I think as long as he's, I don't know, on his game, and as long as they put on a hell of a match, I think, no, he doesn't have to win. Ambrose can win, and it's still this whole thing's going to end up well. That's what I think, at least. So, now on to the main event. Team Authority against Team Cena.
Brr, brr, brr.
Which we still have yet to find out who the fifth member truly is. I mean, we can assume...
It's looking like Luke Harper and Ryback are going to be it, but...
Well...
Katie Vick.
Have we checked lately to see if Jericho's gig in Kansas City is still going on?
It's not actually Kansas City. It's Des Moines, Iowa, and yes.
Oh, it's Des Moines? Okay. I didn't know if that mysteriously has been canceled.
I know who's going to be the new partner. It'll be Leslie Smith's ear.
Who?
UFC chick whose ear blew up. Anyway.
Oh. I gotcha.
Her and Mankind's ear are hanging out.
Ugh, God.
Hanging off.
I don't know that I want to see it be either... I don't know if I want to see it be Ryback. Now, Adrian, we had a talk, and I don't remember if it was on the show or not, or if it was while we were watching wrestling or something. You had a great idea on who a surprise fifth member would be. It's not going to happen, but what was your take on it?
God, I had a few different ones. I don't remember which one specifically you're talking about.
The biggest one was The Rock.
Yes, actually that one would be fantastic, because it would just be The Rock sneaking in Triple H one more time.
And he'd be like, you know what? Yeah, me and Cena, we've had our differences, but there's one thing we have in common. We can't stand your jabroni ass. And then there you go. That would be great. And it's one of those, it's not even, like, announced. It's just, oh, who's the fifth member of Team Cena? Kind of like, you know, oh, who's the third member of the NWO? He just kind of shows up. But you know, unlike Hogan, you know, if you smell, and then he cuts a promo, listen, Triple H, blah, blah, blah. I think it'd be great. It's not going to happen. But it'd be great.
It would make for good TV, yeah.
It would make for awesome TV.
Yes.
And it would continue...
Yeah, unfortunately, he would not be the member.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen either.
They'd be like, okay,
Hogan,
we kind of...
Hogan said he's been training for one more match.
Let me tell you something, dudes. I'm going to go out and get that stinky, nasty Russian out there, brother.
And then, once I get done with him, I'm going to move over to... I don't even remember who the hell's on Team Authority anymore.
The other stinky, nasty, giant dude.
Mark Henry?
Yeah, brother Jack.
Somebody going to get sweated on. And it's not going to be me, brother. It's going to be you in my ball sweat when I drop the leg.
Wow.
Yeah, why not? Do we want to dissect our guests now and like, oh, this person's going to be the survivor and blah?
No, I'm not going to go that far. I'm picking Team Cena to win, though.
Team Cena.
God, we can hope it's Team Cena because, damn it, I would love to see Authority out.
Greg?
Team Cena.
Team Cena.
Different Cena.
Did we actually pick a winner for the Bray Wyatt Ambrose match?
Oh.
I don't think we really can.
I abstained because I really don't think we're going to have a winner.
I can go with that actual as well. I don't think this match ends.
I
don't want to see a winner. I want to see them kick the shit out of each
other.
Exactly. Have a great match like we know they can.
I've been waiting for this. Here's what I would like to see. The day of, they go back there, and they're in the back trying to figure everything out. I'd love for whoever the road agent is for this match to be like, you guys got 20 minutes. Do whatever you want.
Exactly. That's what it needs to be.
I mean, if they want this to turn out well, that's what they need to do.
Free reign.
If it's Billy Gunn just walks up, 20 minutes, knock yourselves out. Not literally, but.
Well, if the WWE wanted to do all dream matches, they should come out with a good NXT match on the card since they have so few and really bring out Steen, bring out Kenta.
I honestly think that we could see an NXT style or an NXT match on the card. Why not?
You want to pop the crowd, you bring those guys out on that show. And where's Sting? Let's hype him a little. Let's get a little. There's a lot they could do. I'm just saying.
Yeah. That actually reminded me of what my other Kenny Diggett was going to be, and I forgot.
Well,
Kenny Diggett replaces. Sting replace the Authority as the person running the wrestling.
Sure. Why not? I think that'd be excellent.
Yeah.
And makes him
that'd
relevant.
Be cool.
It makes him relevant. Yeah. It makes him to where he doesn't have to wrestle. Why not?
And it would get him on TV and put him in there, but it would be a guy brought in that has no loyalty to anybody, no.
Yeah. Well, I think it'll work well.
Yeah.
I was reading on our favorite website, Kayfabe News, that an injured John Cena actually got a visit from the Make-A-Wish Foundation from himself, John Cena.
That's pretty impressive.
It was.
How did that happen?
I don't know. One quick thing. One legitimate news story that I actually do want to talk about on this.
That is true. Okay. I, knowing the music, I know what you're talking about.
And
because I just read it. That's
yeah, this is dope. Actually a really bad version of the song, but whatevs.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
What happened to Sable?
Dang it! Kiki, get out of here!
Yeah, hold on. We got a cat bothering us here. Hold on. God, that was a shitty song.
Yeah, it is.
But anyway, we had actually heard that former WWE and... There we go. That's more than what I was looking for. Former WWE and WCW star Wildman Mark Merrill posted the following on his Facebook account this weekend. This morning, Darlene and I guess that's his replacement Sable, will be boarding a plane to travel to the Cleveland Clinic in Cleveland, Ohio. After seeing three heart specialists visiting in the Emory Heart and Vascular Center in Atlanta, I've been told I need heart surgery. I am blessed that the top surgeon in the U.S., Lars Svensson, of the Cleveland Clinic, will be doing the surgery. I'll be going through tests from 7 to 3 tomorrow to determine when the surgery will take place. I have enormous faith in God and wake up every day with passion and purpose and realize there are so many people just trying to survive. I am so thankful. I have a lot of people praying for me, family, friends, and church. Just a bump of the road. We serve a big, mighty God. No, we serve a mighty, big God. Looking forward to new results. God is in control, I believe. He believes!
Oh, God.
Just wanting to throw that out there that, you know. But, yeah, Mark Merrill going in for surgery.
Yeah, that is correct.
So, You've been irrelevant for the last 15 years. But we hope you pull through. We really do. And yes. Just remember, Brock Lesnar's getting your sloppy seconds.
Yes.
So, gents, I believe it is time for that music. That time of night.
Yes.
Didn't quite complete my list, but...
All right. Well, we want to thank everybody and tell everybody to check out all the great podcasts available on the website over at pwpop.com. Check out the articles written by Paul Jordan and several others. Check out Classics Angels, posted new time to time. And everybody have a great and happy week.
Week before Easter.
Thanksgiving?
Yeah. That's what I meant, not Easter. I was seeing if you guys were actually paying attention to me, which we no were. One ever does. I do want to send a quick, speedy get well to Dan.
Yes.
Poor guy has gone through some hell lately. He was in the hospital and then was in two car wrecks within 2 hours today.
Yes, he was.
He's fine. Car might be kind of fucked. So there's no show on Wednesday because he almost died like 15 times this week. So from all of us here on the Hour Bomb and Greg Snufflove Guest, we want to wish you a speedy, happy get well. And go put the fucking mirror back together that you broke to give you all this bad luck.
Exactly.
Anyway. Yes, that one. You can like us on Facebook, subscribe to us on iTunes, review the show on iTunes, send us an email at thehourbomb@gmail.com. We love emails. We might even talk about your email on the show. I wish we had emails. No one loves us enough.
I know.
Well, apparently, guys, we inherited $10 million this week.
I saw that, man.
I mean,
inherited $10 million.
I hope it's legit because I quit my job.
Well, damn it.
I mean, that's
why,
good.
Why
tell me this.
Why haven't you got the shows posted still then?
Do what?
I mean, how about your excuse with all the work you've been doing if you quit your job?
I put my 2 weeks in. I'm quitting my job.
Oh, okay.
I mean, this is solid, right? If you get an email that says this, I mean, it's yours, right?
You're going to leave me there with a bitch by myself?
How much money do I have to pay to claim our $10 million?
I just need, it's a small nominal fee of $2,000 each.
Okay.
I mean, Greg will cut you in. We'll give you 1% of it.
Oh, cool. I got that in my sock. Hold on.
There we go. See, that's what I'm thinking. Yeah. I mean, you're putting in the full share. We're just going to give you the 1% of $1 million.
Well, all you have to do is put in $11 million.
All right. Fair enough. I'm tired. I think we're going to call it a night, guys. What about you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Tired. Who was a big loser this week?
Well, there really wasn't a big loser. There was just one of us that didn't score higher than the other. And you beat me by 2 points. I scored 15 points. You scored 17.
Okay.
And actually, I think Kyle beat both of us. Hold on. Team Adrian, 15, 20, 17 points. Kyle got 20 points and I got 15.
Okay.
So, no, wait a minute. 20, it's 22. Oh, fuck you. You're the big loser. I got 22 points this week.
How did you go from 15 to 22?
Because I was looking at the wrong week.
Oh, huh.
Yeah, because I got 2 points on SmackDown, 20 points on Raw, so that's 22 points. So
okay.
You're a big loser. What would you like our song to be, Adrian?
Well, since it's the first I've been told that I was a big loser this week, it does make my decision a little hasty.
Hey, I had the Godfather song booted up. Pimpin' Ain't Easy. That's what I was going to do.
Wow, I only got 17 points this week?
Yeah.
Great Khali theme.
We've got, well, on Raw, Sheamus lost. AJ won.
Okay.
And Ryback lost by disqualification, so you ended up with negative 3 points. Stardust won on SmackDown, so that gave you 5 points. Our main event.
You meant Superstars or whatever.
Main event. And then on SmackDown, Goldust and Stardust won. And Ryback won. That gave you 15 points for SmackDown, 5 points for main event, and negative 3 for Raw.
Yeah. Okay. Makes sense, I guess.
It does. So what would you like the song to be?
I would like the song to be whatever Greg picks. Let Greg pick.
All right, Greg. Special guest. What would you like it to be?
Oh, gosh. Well, it'd have to be the Bella Twins, right? No, the theme to Too Cold Scorpio.
I don't think I got that one.
And Flash Funk then.
Yeah, Flash Funk will be good. How about that?
Do I have that one?
You know, I could end with "I'll Be Your Hero" with the Lex Express theme.
Would you want that, or do you want Flash Funk? I don't care either way.
Flash Funk, it's all you.
All right, I got that. All right, so once again, I'm your host, the illustrious Jason Albertine. Adios, motherfuckers. Time to go kiss some hands and shake some babies.
Damn it, the other way around.
God damn it.
The Big A and your masters. I'm going to go find my smile.
And the Jizz Mopper.
Sweet Heath, Jason Heath, saying so long.
And the real man of Saturday nights on the PW Pop Network.
It's Greg, and thank you.
Oh, you want to plug your show real quick?
And that show would be Respect the Mat Wrestling Podcast. Typically, we're held on Saturday nights. I know my co-host a little bit under the weather, so we gave him a little bit of time. We might actually kick out a show later this evening.
Awesome. We'll keep an eye out for that one. And, it's better when Kyle does it. Kyle, you want to pitch your show? Yeah, we're the Wrestling Niche. What do you do on your show? We talk. Fucking hate you, Kyle. Once again, we will try to do this again next week. Until then, you've been
hour-bombed.
Toodles.
Peace.
Oh, Flash, you are so...